Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premium no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this episode of Burlington Humane, we're going to talk with one of our long-term volunteers about her experience volunteering here at the Burlington Humane Society. We'll also find out what makes the perfect adoptive family. And we'll learn about dental hygiene and your pet. So stay with us here on Burlington Humane. Volunteers are invaluable here at the Burlington Humane Society, and one of our long-standing volunteers, Bev Truman, is moving away, so will not be continuing here at Burlington Humane. But before she left, I wanted to talk with her to find out her experience as a volunteer here at the Burlington Humane Society. I'm here with Bev Truman, and she is a volunteer here at Burlington Humane Society. Welcome, Bev.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
How long have you been a volunteer?
I think it must be close to 5 years I've been volunteering here as reception and thoroughly enjoying every minute of it.
Excellent. Have you only been a reception volunteer? What other areas have you volunteered in?
Just reception, because I'm not physically able to lift and bend with the cats anymore. So reception is absolutely wonderful because I feel like I'm doing something positive when finding a cat a forever home. It just gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling.
And what does that involve, being a reception volunteer?
Well, we answer the phones, we get umpteen different calls a day for various things. Somebody found a baby rabbit in the back garden, to what do I feed my cat, to you name it. The questions are, you know, so varied that it's very interesting work, and you meet a lot of nice people, you talk to a lot of nice people on the phone, and again, 9 times out of 10, you can help those people with their issues as well, and so I thoroughly enjoy that.
Excellent. And so what kind of skills would somebody need if they wanted to volunteer in the reception area?
Well, obviously people skills, because you do deal with people sometimes that are a little irate, and you have to know how to handle that situation. Also, if you know something about animals and animal care and husbandry, it is very helpful. Myself, I worked for a vet for many years, so I'm able to answer questions that come across rather than having to run to the counsellor all the time, and help people out that way regarding how to care for their animals, or if they're doing something something like scratching or peeing around the house or something. What are the general reasons why they're doing these things? I can answer those questions.
So you're really the face of Burlington Humane.
Very much so. We're the first person you see when you walk through the door. So again, it's very important that you like people and you like meeting people, because you are the representative, basically, the first representative that the people see when they walk through the door. So they need to have a good impression that the minute they walk through the door.
And it sounds like there's a lot of information that a reception volunteer needs to know about. What kind of support is given to the reception volunteer?
The counsellors and the management are very good. If there is an issue that I can't answer by myself, the staff are jolly helpful, and they're always there for you. And it's like one big happy family, really.
Excellent. And what benefits or rewards have you received from volunteering here at the Burlington Humane Society?
Only from a personal point of view, I feel that I'm doing something. I love animals, obviously, and I feel that it's my way of giving back. If I can help find an animal a forever home, I like meeting people. From a social point of view, it's great because I've met a lot of nice people. I've got a nice lot of friends from coming here. It's a win-win situation, really, from both a personal point of view and a professional point of view.
That's wonderful. Bev is one of our long-standing volunteers, and unfortunately, she's going to be leaving us. But Bev, we wish you all the best in your future endeavors, and thank you so much for all the work that you put in here at Burlington Humane. Everybody here really appreciates it.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, and thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Everyone here at the Burlington Humane Society is going to miss Bev, and we wish her all the best. If you would like to volunteer, there are many ways that you can get involved. Please check out our website at burlingtonhumane.ca and click on volunteering, or give us a call and find out about the many opportunities that you can help.
Are you looking for good quality items at an affordable cost? Do you want to purchase to make a difference? Then come to the Loft and the Attic, Burlington Humane Society secondhand stores. We offer gentle use items at unbelievable prices, and 100% of the proceeds goes to helping the animals at the Burlington Humane Society. The Loft is located at the Burlington Humane Society at 740 Griffith Court, and the Attic is located right downtown at 479 John Street. And if you have gentle use items that you would like to donate, we take glass, china, clothes, books, and many other items. Our secondhand stores are run completely by volunteers, which may be another way that you can help. For complete information about the Loft in the Attic, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. Come visit us at the Loft and Attic to purchase your secondhand items and make a difference to the animals at Burlington Humane.
In our last episode, we talked about the adoption process. But what makes a great adoptive family? I sat down with Janet Kappas, our adoption counselor, to find out exactly what the Burlington Humane Society looks for when somebody wants to adopt an animal. I'm here with Janet Kappas, one of our adoption counselors. Welcome, Janet, to Burlington Humane. Now, if a family wants to adopt a pet, say a cat, what makes an ideal adoptive family? What are we looking for?
Typically, we want to make sure that everyone in the home is not allergic to cats, and that if they don't have some experience with animals, that they've done some research. We have to make sure that everyone in the house is on board for bringing a new cat into the home. Burlington has a bylaw against letting cats outside, so we have to make sure that everybody's willing to keep the cat solely indoors, unless they put it on a harness or something like that, because Burlington bylaw states that the cat has to be contained on your property. If that's all okay, we are a no declaw facility, so we don't want any of our cats going to be declawed. If you're looking for a declawed cat, we will show you the ones that are already in our care that are declawed. And we always want to make sure that everyone has a good backup plan, so if something comes up where they cannot care for the animal anymore, that they have someone or a couple of options of people that would be able to look after the animal. And of course, we want to make sure that you're willing to take the animal to the vet, make sure it's fully up to date on all of its vaccines, and keep its care up to date, as well as making sure that you are in it for the long haul. So cats can live up to 20 years or more, so we want to make sure everyone is on board for that.
So this is a long-term commitment.
Exactly, which is why you can make the decision really quick, but it's a long time you have the cat for.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us, Janet, here on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye. It is so important to make sure that we take care of the health of our animals in our care. Here at Burlington Humane, we see a lot of animals that have bad teeth. We have a veterinarian who comes to the shelter on a weekly basis to look at all the animals here, Dr. Tina Hall, and we talked about the importance of dental hygiene with your pet. I'm here with Dr. Tina Hall, who is one of the veterinarians that come to the shelter and look at our animals. Welcome, Tina.
Hi.
Now, I understand that when you look at an animal, looking at their teeth is really important to evaluate their overall health. Is that right?
That is totally correct. Oral health is really important because it can affect many organ systems. It can affect the heart, liver, and kidneys when there's disease, and it also can cause pain. So it's really important to have a good look at a dog or cat's mouth when they come in for a physical exam.
And that's something that I would never think of, being an animal owner, to look at the animal's teeth. So when you're looking at them, what exactly are you looking at?
So the biggest thing we look at when we look at a dog's mouth or a cat's mouth is we look to see if there's any missing teeth, fractured teeth, the state of the gums, so if there's gingivitis, which is just inflammation of the gums, and to look at tartar, calculus, which is a thickening of plaque that's on the teeth. So that's the main things we look at. We also look for oral masses or tumors in the mouth. Sometimes we also can see different types of wounds, like from chewing sticks and stuff like that, especially in dogs.
So when you look at the tartar and gingivitis and the gums, sounds like the same that people get.
Yeah, I think it is quite similar to people. Actually, my sister-in-law is a dental hygienist, and we've talked about how similar it is. The biggest difference between dogs and people and cats and people is that with a person, we can say "aw" and have our mouth open, but with a dog and a cat, it's a little more difficult sometimes to look in there. So sometimes we only get a quick glimpse, and sometimes we get a really good look depending on how good the animal is.
Now, to treat an animal's teeth, they would obviously have to be put under anesthesia?
Yeah. So for once we see a dog's mouth, if the tartar and plaque are really mild or the gingivitis is mild, sometimes we can get away with using special diets, or we can have the owner start brushing, and there's special water additives you can use. But most of the time, by the time we see their mouth, they have significant dental disease. So they have to be under anesthesia for us to fully assess their mouth. And the reason for that is a few reasons. One is the instruments we use can cause a lot of injury if there is no anesthetic. Yeah. So they can move their face and then they could pierce their lip with the scalers and stuff like that. The other reason is it gives us a protected airway. So we have a tube in their windpipe, and what that does is it prevents all that water and plaque and stuff going into their lungs. And then the other thing is we have to get x-rays usually, and when we do x-rays, they won't sit still for that. So, and for the cleaning.
Cool. So if I'm a pet owner, what can I do to prevent dental disease in my animal?
Well, the best thing is to start as a puppy, because the biggest thing that or a kitten, the biggest thing you have to expect is they're going to get dental disease. As people, we generally brush our teeth at least once to twice a day and floss, and we go to the dentist every 6 to 12 months. But with dogs and cats, it's really hard for us to keep up with that. So teaching them to brush dogs and cats that brushing their teeth is okay is the best thing. Sometimes in our busy lives, it's hard. So there is diets and special chews that you can get for them to gnaw on, and that's something else that will help. But also, it's really important to come into the vet at least once a year to have oral assessment, because some dogs need to have their teeth cleaned every year. Some dogs don't. Some people will brush their dog's teeth. I have one client who brushes his dog's teeth twice a day, every day. The dog's teeth are amazing, and he asked me if the dog needed a dentistry because he's so concerned about dental disease. Wow. But saying that, most people don't. I have 7 cats. I have to be honest. I don't brush their teeth. But they do get dentistries once or twice a year, depending on the cat. So some of my cats are sick, so they can't have it as often.
And when you say brushing an animal's teeth? Is it like with a toothbrush, just like we do with people?
Yeah, so it's with a toothbrush. You actually can go. There's a veterinary dentist who's amazing in Guelph. His name is Dr. Fraser Hale, and he has a website called toothvet.ca, and it describes how to brush their teeth. The best thing to use is a soft baby's toothbrush. You can buy dog toothbrushes, but they're just the same as these soft toothbrushes. And then we usually recommend using an oral toothpaste that's made for dogs. You should never use one made for humans because it has too much fluoride in it. And you usually brush the teeth that way. If you can't get the toothpaste in, it's more the action of the toothbrush that really helps, and getting to the back of the teeth. The really important thing about brushing as well is a lot of owners will pick up things. I've seen owners bring their dogs in for fractured teeth, stuff like that, because they notice something's different because they're looking at their dog's mouth.
Yeah. So
more often with dogs. I don't know many cat owners that can brush their cat's teeth. Cats are much less tolerant to that. Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And now it's time for news and events.
Be sure to mark Sunday, September 17th on your calendar as we have our annual Rough Ride, our charity motorcycle ride. We will have a poker run, live music, barbecue, refreshments, silent auction, vendors, and an open house at our shelter. There will also be a bonus adoption prize for black or black and white cats. The loft will also be open. So come for a day of fun and support Burlington Humane.
Burlington Humane has been nominated for the 2017 Champion Awards in the Shelter and Rescue category, sponsored by Pets Plus Us. You can vote for Burlington Humane until October 12th. There are a number of categories, and the winners of each category will have a chance to win a $1,500 donation for a charity of their choice. Be sure to visit www.petsplusus.com/championshipsawards and vote for Burlington Humane.
Is your pet up to date with their rabies vaccine? Do they have a microchip? If not, make an appointment for a rabies and microchip clinic on Saturday, September 30th, starting at 10 a.m. The rabies vaccine is $20, as well as the microchip. Or get both for $35. All microchips and rabies vaccines will be given by appointment only, administered by veterinarian and registered by Burlington Humane staff. Don't be left out. Make your appointment today.
Love the Animals raffle is back with hundreds of dollars worth of prizes. There will be an early bird draw of $500 on December 21st and a daily draw of $100 during the month of January. January 31st will feature our grand prize draw of $3,000. Tickets are $5 each or 5 tickets for $20. Order forms can be found in our fall newsletter, on our website, or by calling Burlington Humane at 905-637-7325. If you love animals, get your ticket for the Love Your Animals raffle.
Santa Claus is coming to Burlington Humane. Bring your pet so they can get a picture with Santa. Santa will be taking pictures on Saturday, November 11th, 18th, and 25th, and December 9th between 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Thursday, November 30th, between 4 and 8 p.m. Be sure to book your appointment with Santa Claus by calling Burlington Humane.
Come and visit us at the Halton Wedding Show on September 24th between 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the Hamilton Convention Center. We will have a table at the show featuring our Weddings with Burlington Humane program. Come and visit us as we toast the brides. Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time here at Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My society. My society. Burlington Humane is my society.